This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
It's here with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home on a Tuesday night. Now, Rach, you got some celeb goss.
Yes. As the resident celebrity news reporter. I've given myself that title. We get magazines delivered to my work. I work in a hair salon. People read magazines, and always those trashy magazines to tell you things that you don't need to know, which is where we did get all of our D-listers information from in the past, because of course they're all featured in those magazines. But something I found very interesting is for approximately the last 3 months or so, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, mm-hmm. I just like, yeah, molded them into one, like Brangelina. Anyway, they've been appearing on the front cover. And so I actually was like, okay, what is going on? Why do people care so much about them?
That's old news.
About
I thought
them?
They were done and dusted.
Well, they were. But then they were on again. But then a source said, no, they're off again.
Oh.
But then they went on holidays together, so they must be back on again. But anyway, it's gotten me thinking about how they met, their love story, all the 3,001 kids that they've adopted from 7 different nations.
A lot of kids.
Yes, approximately. I'm not going with factual numbers here.
You're not an official.
I am a celebrity gossip reporter.
Yes.
Got me thinking, how did they meet? Do you remember how they met?
On the set of
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I have gone into some research about other couples who have met on the set of movies or the TV shows they worked on. But I'm going to go into that very shortly. But first, we have Counting Down the Days.
You're with Rachel Dean and Jackson in the back. Enjoy.
Now I'm back.
down the days with Sun Freaks. You're with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back.
So I was having a little bit of a chat about how it only just dawned on me again this week that Brangelina met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
And they hooked up on a movie
they
set.
They did.
Did they have a sexy time scene?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they did. It's been a long time since I've watched that movie, but I'm pretty sure it was, it was all
long time
like...
since I've sexy time. Anyway, keep going. It's not about me. Always.
And then it got me thinking. I was like, there's definitely more celebrities who have met on TV shows or films that they've worked on. So I decided to get a little nitty gritty, do some celebrity research and look up some of the big name celebrities that have. So you know Ryan Reynolds, right? Oh, sexy Ryan.
Love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I think he's good looking even for a man. He and Blake Lively.
Even for a man?
Even for a man. I'm definitely more Blake Lively fan in terms of good lookingness, but they actually met on the set of Green Lantern. Did you know that?
Who's the...
Blake Lively.
Is that a...
That's his wife.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's married, I know.
I didn't know, yeah.
Yeah,
that's very sweet.
Someone else who you might not know is married is actually, maybe I didn't write his name down, but the guy that takes his shirt off,
Peter Andre.
No, sorry. He does that sexy man movie where they take their clothes off to music.
Oh, Magic Mike.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah,
Tatum, sorry. He met someone on the set of a movie, but I didn't write that one down because I didn't care too much.
Great research, Rach.
But remember, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar actually met
Scooby,
on
Scooby
set.
Doo.
No, they met on I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, of course.
That was before the Scooby Dooby Dooby Doo.
So they made a couple of movies together, those two.
Yeah.
God, Freddie Prinze was huge.
Something that I actually had no idea about was Natalie Portman met the love of her life on Black Swan, but it was the choreographer.
Oh, wow.
Fascinating. And joy favourites, favourite couple of all time, Leah Michelle and Corey Monteith. Rest in peace, Corey. They actually met on Glee.
They met on Glee.
Joy's Radiothon is coming to a close. Don't miss out on your chance to win amazing prizes and to support Joy before June 30. Head to joy.org.au now. Joy.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution.
Here's the solution.
Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.